thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, for thine eyes are cute, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
It's been called the Martinian Mead Song, which is just about spot on, seeing as it came from a musicalization of Mark Twain's time travel novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. How's that for incongruous? But as a partnership, so were the writers of the song, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. The story goes that when they first met, Hart opened the door wearing tuxedo trousers and a bathrobe, which I guess is the kind of contradiction you might expect from the man who wrote the line, "Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee." A Connecticut Yankee was, in a sense, Rodgers and Hart's first and last big hit, premiered in 1927, but heavily revised in 1943. They came together in 1919, a couple of lively New York kids, the products of their town and their time. They had their first hit with a number called Manhattan, only fitting, and with Hart's cheeky slant rhyme, "We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too," they pretty much nailed their ambitions. The Lord said, Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber that is, that Rodgers was perhaps the 20th century's greatest melodist. Never mind the perhaps, I say, he was the greatest, the most versatile popular melodist of them all. And Hart? Well, tell me this isn't genius.
I married many men, a ton of them, because I was untrue to none of them, because I bumped off every one of them to keep my love alive. Sir Paul was frail, he looked a wreck to me. At night he was a horse's neck to me. So I performed an appendectomy to keep my love alive. Sir Thomas had insomnia, he couldn't sleep at night. I bought a little arsenic, he's sleeping now all right. Sir Philip played the harp.
Possibly the last lyric that Lorenz Hart ever penned, as caustic and show-stoppingly perfect as any his quick wit ever conjured. The list of Morgan Le Fay's late husbands and the unfortunate circumstances of their untimely demises goes on and on, verse upon verse providing disgruntled wives everywhere with an unexpurgated guide to involuntary euthanasia.
I thought Sir George had possibilities, but his flirtations made me ill at ease. And when I'm ill at ease, I kill at ease to keep my love alive. Sir Charles came from a sanatorium and yelled for drinks in my emporium. I mixed one drink, he's in memoriam, to keep my love alive. Sir Francis was a singing bird, a nightingale. That's why I tossed him off my balcony to see if he could fly. Sir Athelstane indulged in fratricide. He killed his dad, and that was patricide. One night I stabbed him by my mattress side to keep my love alive, to keep my love alive.
The inimitable Mary Martin. The trick, of course, is the way that the placid charm of the melody undercuts the subversiveness of the lyric. Not so much a clash, more a head-on collision. Speaking of collisions, when East met West and Toe Shoes met Tap Shoes in Rodgers and Hart's 1936 original On Your Toes, blood would be spilled. Yes, from the days when the Iron Curtain was not emblazoned with the word safety, ballet came to Broadway in the musical which triumphantly sported Rodgers and Hart's first original book. And with the title number, Rodgers, his orchestrator Hans Spialek, and the choreographer, the great Georges Balanchine, turned a zesty up-tempo, ear-catching charmer, very 1930s, into the first of the show's revolutionary dance sequences. First of On Your Toes' sizzling dance numbers. But the show sang as well as danced most prettily, and in addition to numbers like It's Gotta Be Love and There's a Small Hotel, there was this little gem. Take one lovelorn ingenue and turn her exquisite pain on its head with a song called Glad to Be Unhappy. Only Rodgers and Hart could have pulled it off. Only Rodgers could have primed the melody to peak ecstatically on the words I'm so unhappy. And the verse of the song, that's almost as memorable as the chorus.
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly.
Glad to be unhappy. But On Your Toes is probably most famous for its jazz ballet Slaughter on 10th Avenue, Rodgers' first sustained piece of instrumental writing. How many musicals can you name that don't end in song? We can all visualise Gene Kelly and Vera Ellen in the Rodgers and Hart biopic Words and Music, but who could ever forget the real-life ballet superstar Natalia Makarova flinging herself into those incredible backbends in the 1983 New York and London revival? year after the success of their first original book musical, Rodgers and Hart hit Broadway with a second, and even bigger gamble than On Your Toes, Babes in Arms. This time the Hoofers, in life as in art, were fledglings, kids of vaudevillian parents left to their own devices while Mum and Dad were off singing for their supper in some deadbeat dinner theatre. Cue the immortal cliché, "Hey kids, let's put on a show right here in the barn." Lucky kids to find themselves entrusted with the most richly endowed Broadway score of the day. One of the characters just happened to be called Valentine.
You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair.
The many Rodgers and Hart songs one might apply the word great to, that has to be one of the most deserving. But then Babes in Arms spawned a handful of the biggest hit songs in the history of popular musical theatre. Five would-be standards in one score. Where or When, I Wish I Were in Love Again, Johnny One Note, and this one, which Frank Sinatra borrowed for the 1957 movie of Rodgers and Hart's gritty classic, Pal Joey.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp.
If that inimitable performance hadn't found its way into the movie of Pal Joey, we'd be calling it a classic cover. Plenty of those would be drawn from the Rodgers and Hart songbook. Who remembers I'd Rather Be Right, the political satire which brought George M. Cohan back to the Broadway stage as President Roosevelt? But everyone remembers this song, which Moss Hart, who directed, reckons would have disappeared if he hadn't gone around singing it all day. Have you met Miss Jones? Robbie Williams has.
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. And then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be. I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Robbie Williams. And speaking of classy covers, the young Barbara Streisand took this next number to heart on her very first album. The show was I Married an Angel from 1938, and Roger's melody for the song was, ironically, a very fine example of what Cole Porter once referred to as the holiness of Roger's tunes. There's an almost religious intensity to that melody, which may or may not have been Roger's intention. Perhaps one day I'll hear the song in the context of the show, I Married an Angel, and all will be revealed. That was 1938, the year that Rodgers and Hart could talk about nothing else but their Shakespeare musical, The Boys from Syracuse. Hart's younger brother Teddy, a talented comedian, was a dead ringer for another gifted comic, Jimmy Savo, so much so that he was continually being mistaken for him, hence the comedy of errors. Of course, George Abbott took the greatest possible liberties with it. He retained only one single line from Shakespeare, and every night at that moment Jimmy Savo would pop out from the wings and proclaim, "Shakespeare!" And every night audiences savoured one of Rodgers and Hart's most delightful scores. Two deliciously oblique love songs, Falling in Love with Love and This Can't Be Love, became popular standards. But there was a third, The Shortest Day of the Year, where the naughty little Rodgers' twist in the melody is an illicit pleasure every time you hear it.
The shortest day of the year has the longest night of the year. And the longest night is the shortest night with you. The smallest smile on your face is the greatest kind of embrace. And a single kiss is a thousand dreams come true. Your softest sigh, that is my strongest tie. There's you, there's I. What can time do? The shortest day of the year has the longest night of the year. And the longest night is the shortest night.
As increasing personal troubles took their terrible toll on Larry Hart, he relied more and more on his instinctive genius to carry him through. Erratic and unpredictable he may have become, but the ready wit and his inimitable way with painful truths were in the genes. Even the throwaway lines could be devastating. "Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hey-ho, who cares?" This was the last ballad Rodgers and Hart wrote together. The show by Jupiter.
Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho, who cares? Nobody writes his songs to me. No one belongs to me. That's the least of my cares. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me, no arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today.
There's only one Rodgers and Hart song that could wrap up this dip into their rich and enduring catalogue, and it's right up there in the pantheon of American song. It came from the show which Rodgers called the most satisfying and mature work that I was associated with during all my years with Larry Hart. It was dark, it was edgy, it held up a mirror to aspects of human nature generally given a wide berth in Broadway musicals, and certainly in 1940. It was Pal Joey, and the song, the one, the only, Bewitched. Yes, Broadway had come a long way from the June moon clichés of the 1920s. Who then would think, leave alone say, I'll sing to him, each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him? But then Vera Simpson, whose song it is, has seen a lot, I mean a lot, and she's used to saying what she means and getting what she wants. Has anybody written a better song about infatuation? Nope.
He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Men are not a new sensation, I've done pretty well I think, but this half-pint imitation puts me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, fathered, and bewildered am I. I'll sing to him, each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, fathered, and bewildered am I. Of it, my mistake, I agree. He's a laugh, but I love it because the laugh's on me. A pill he is, but still he is all mine, and I'll keep him until he is bewitched, bothered, and bewildered like me. Seen a lot, I mean a lot, but now I'm like sweet 17 a lot. bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. What am I? Half shot am I? To think that he loves me so hot am I? Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I? If your dream boat is leaking and your pal your pal geometrically speaking just keep it vertical dumb again and numb again a rich ready ripe little plum again bewitched bothered and bewildered.